is there another turnaround? If I love myself, I'll do what I want. Yes, I sometimes sense a voice inside of me that is telling me what's good, and I ignore it and don't listen, even the second or third time around. Sometimes I don't do what I know to do. I notice I sometimes ignore even the simplest inner direction. I want to call the children just to hear their voices, and sometimes I put it off, and I cheat myself out of such pleasure when I don't make the call. Another turnaround? If I love you, I'll do what you want. Yes, I can see that. If I love you, I'll do what you want, when that feels honest and right for me. When this is where I'm at, we both agree, and it's so simple, and it costs me nothing to hear you and to be there for you when you need me. Actually, that's what I want. When I let go of winning and losing, it's simple to give you what I really want to give you, and I'm the one who benefits. I have realized that giving to you is giving happiness to myself. Also, when I give you what you want, for instance when I go to places you want to go to, even when I think I'm not interested, I discover a lot about you and me. There is so much of your life that I haven't discovered, simply because I've predetermined that I wouldn't like it. Maybe it will be fascinating to do what I have rejected, just to see what's on the other side of doing it. Often, when I do what you want, my life is more interesting. I learn a lot by listening to you with an open mind.
If love includes any or all of these turnarounds, if you love me, you won't do what I want. If I love myself, I'll do what I want. If I love you, I'll do what you want. What does that tell you? That you can happily unhook love from want and begin to live the experience of freedom. Remember the man who moved in with a librarian? He was shocked to discover that she didn't like NASCAR and didn't want to go to any more races with him. What if he realized that love has nothing to do with her doing what he wants? How might their life go on? Bye, I'm off to the races. Do you want to have dinner with me afterward, ribs at Houston's? No, thanks, honey. I love that you invited me, and I'm going to my poetry workshop. Okay, you do look happy there with your book. And the cat. You look happy too, honey. Have fun. I'll see you later. We use our beauty, our cleverness, our charm to capture someone for a partnership as if he were an animal. And then when he wants to get out of the cage, we're furious. That doesn't sound very caring to me. It's not self-love. I want my husband to want what he wants. And I also notice that I don't have a choice. That's self-love. He does what he does, and I love that. That's what I want, because when I'm at war with reality, it hurts.